Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. Everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast.
Howdy.
This week we're talking about holidays.
Yeah.
Your idea. You had a good idea.
Yeah, it was kind of a fucking a two-part idea. Like, yeah, it's a good idea, and also it's a fucking bit of a shit stir as well. Because people get so butthurt about Christmas celebrations and, like, decorations and shit coming out early.
Oh,
and I'm like,
well,
it's not even quite November yet, so let's talk about Christmas.
Let's turn it down. They should work. We just got special Christmas bags. I saw them today. Yes, it usually does start late October. It's getting earlier and earlier. You used to wait until, like, Halloween was done, but now I'm seeing stuff come through in September. Yeah, holiday season. Holidays. But yeah, Christmas is the big one. It's definitely the biggest one. It's big for us over here because it's... that's our end of the year. That's where we have, like, the most time off. Whereas it's different, like, say, over in the States, where their biggest time off, and, well, yeah, they've got Thanksgiving and then spring break. Is that what they call it over there? That's where they have their biggest time off. So, but still a really big holiday all over the world, Christmas.
You like Christmas?
No. I'm a Grinch. I don't mind it.
The kids getting excited about it, but, like, personally, I'm just like, yeah.
Enjoyed it as a kid. It is good for the young ones, I think. You know, they get excited, and I can imagine, like, for yourself, seeing them happy is pretty fucking cool. So, yeah. Yeah, I always get stressed. Like, I'm getting so much to talk about when it comes to mental health and Christmas, because the first thing that pops into my head is, like, how the fuck am I gonna buy all these presents for everybody, and am I gonna have enough money? And anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. But yes, that's exactly where my mind goes when we think about holiday and Christmas and time off. And yeah, so that's why we're doing this episode.
Pretty much. How's your week been?
Busy. Yeah. I wore yogurt yesterday. That was fun.
Bit of man yogurt.
Yep. All down one side of my leg. So that was good.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah. Wasn't even just, like, straight yogurt either. It's one with little bits of fruit in it. So I had, like, chunks of mango, like, just everywhere.
You should have just taken your pants off and licked them clean.
I just done the rest of my delivery.
Drive past a Coles truck and Kayla's like...
hanging my pants out the window trying to dry them off. Yeah. I reckon someone would call up about that. Yeah.
Even if, like, you told me about it, I would ring your store.
Top in. Where you calling from? South Australia.
I know he's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
True friends.
But What about your week? How's your week been?
Yeah, it was all right. It's been a week. There's been days that end in Y.
I love that. I used to love that ad. Yeah, I used to love that ad. Yellow cab.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, I've got nothing to report in, really. It's just been a week. I guess I had a shorter day yesterday, which put me in a good mood today. So you got just bombed with voice notes and singing videos.
Yeah. It got me on a singing today, which normally wouldn't do on a Tuesday, I don't think. That was good. Yeah. Enjoyed it. Yep.
We started a playlist for when Caleb comes to visit. All the songs we're going to sing together. I feel sorry for everyone on my Snapchat list. It's just going to be constant fucking videos of just us fucking singing together.
Yeah. The drive's not going to be long enough. It's going to go so quick.
Yeah. We're up to like over 3 hours in the playlist, and it's like a 40-minute drive to get back to where I am.
About
50 minutes from the airport.
This is a question for you. If you're enjoying a song, really enjoying a song, and you're only halfway through it, and you're about to pull like into your driveway or into work or wherever you're going, do you do another lap around the block to finish the song before you...
No, I pull up and let everyone else enjoy it.
Well, yeah, that too.
Sometimes, I'm not turning down for no one.
But sometimes, I used to do another lap around the block so I could finish the song, and then I'd pull into the driveway and get out.
Yeah, it depended on the situation. Like, if I was doing like a night shift or something and I was rolling in at like 6 o'clock in the morning, then yes, I would definitely like, you know, go past my street and be like... and quietly turn the radio down and pull in. He's like, I haven't been listening to technical death metal at 6 o'clock in the morning at fucking max volume.
It's the only way. Pumps you up in the morning.
I don't listen to music on the drive to work. I listen to my audiobook.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a little bit easier to just tune in and just be like, yep, sick, I'm listening to a story, I'm just cruising along to work. Then once I get to work, I'm usually like, all right, now I need to wake up and get going, let's fucking burp, up goes the music.
Nice. I pump it as soon as I get out of the driveway. Got any good things that you like about Christmas or holidays, other than time off? But see, that's the other thing.
I don't really ever get time off.
Yeah, yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, I used to work all through Christmas and all that sort of stuff, and we used to do. I think we were open Christmas Day.
I'm pretty sure Coles is open Christmas Day.
No, we're closed. It's the only. One out of like 3 days that we close. It's Christmas Day, Good Friday, and there's one other. Yes. They're the 3 days. Yep. Yes.
I love that tattoo.
One on your hand.
Yeah.
And the microphone.
It's like sitting there. I'm just like, fuck, that's sick.
That's right. I've got a tattoo there.
Dude, I forget about my tattoos all the time.
Well, I mean, they're in a spot that you don't look at all the time.
Yeah, people are like, what's on your neck? And I'm like...
Try to look.
Side? Like, which side? Like, one's cool and one's not. Like, look, the not cool one's fucking shit. Have you ever even seen it?
I've seen both of them, I'm pretty sure.
I got that one.
Yeah. No, I've seen that one.
That's a stinker. I need to get that covered up.
How would you cover up that writing?
The big fucking black.
Just black it out.
Just that whole side of my neck just fucking black. It's fucking, it says only the weak die young. Yeah.
I mean, it's not terrible.
Not terrible, but it's also not good.
I've seen worse.
I've seen worse.
Mm, much worse.
Yeah, but it's still pretty fucking edgy. One of the chicks that was dating our drummer, she got real butthurt over that when I got it done.
Really? Oh, really?
So, like, ex-fiance had like
right
so she was like and I was like, well, at the time I was a piece of shit, so I was like, well, only the weak die young, and that was like it was insane though. Like,
you're about to get a drumstick to the eye, like that, like that video I saw the other day.
I almost did that to myself today.
With
what? I had my pen in my hand and I was like doing something and I like fucking poked myself in the eye, but I had my glasses on. And I was just like, close.
You know, I saw that. I saw that you had your pen in your hand when you sent me a singing video.
Mm.
And the first thing I thought of was like, the drumstick like flying up, hit the guy in the eye.
I've always got my pen in my hand, and I balance it between my fingers, and like if this was the joystick for the loader, it's got like, you hold it like that, and there's like a thumb switch for forward and backwards, and then there's also a rollout for the bucket, and like I sit there and I just like bounce the pen on the toggle. So that it like does like little like kind of gravity blasts on the it's like just sitting there doing that. I was like,
nice. Amazing. It's good.
But yeah, I don't know, something good about Christmas. Like, I guess as I've gotten older, it's like it's a chance to get together with family. But like when Christmas for my family generally is a shitter of a time. Like, just all the emotions start to blow up between everybody, and it's like, right, Christmas is cancelled, I don't want anyone coming over, and then it's like, okay, everyone has to be here, and then all of a sudden Christmas is cancelled, and it's like, I hate you, you hate them. It's just like, holy shit, like, I just want to get together with granddad, fucking talk a bit of shit, listen to his stories, have a feed, and then fuck off to see my friend so I can get on the piss. Because that's the thing I like about Christmas, Dutchmas.
Oh, you've mentioned this before. Yeah, you did this with your mates.
Yeah, so me and the guys back in Queensland, we've got this tradition of Dutchmas. So Arnold Schwarzenegger's character in Predator is Dutch. Like, his name is Dutch. So we would get together and watch The Predator, and that's why it's called Dutchmas. And that was our Christmas celebration. We'd all get together, take our shirts off, and every time something manly happened during the movie, you had to yell out manly and take a drink from your beer. And one Dutchmas, I went through a whole carton of beers during The Predator. Like an hour and a half movie. And then I proceeded to Naruto run to the fucking Domino's like two blocks away. I full on Naruto ran too, because I was so drunk that I was convinced that it was a better way of running. Well, so here's me pissed as a nit with my arms and And then I ended up at my sister's house because she lived around the corner. She wasn't even home, but her husband was. And I was just pissed as a nit, and he was trying to play Xbox, and I was just talking absolute dog shit.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's what I enjoy about Christmas. It's Dutchmas.
Dutchmas. Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I've had a few good Christmases. Yeah. I remember one year I got sick of all the drama. And I decided, stuff it. I'm staying home this year. So I stayed at home all day. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't talk to anyone. It was pretty good. It was terrible, eh? But no, sometimes that's the thing. You get so overwhelmed by meeting up with friends and family and going out and doing all those Christmas things, all those holiday things that you do.
Well, it become overwhelming. Kind of a good segue into the whole topic, isn't it? Like, there's a lot of expectation around. Sorry, a lot of expectation around Christmas time. Like, you know, people expect that it's all about spending time with friends and family and swapping gifts and having these big extravagant feasts that everyone gets together, or, you know, depending on how you were raised or then like your family background, it might be completely different. It might be it's expected that everyone gets together and gets on the piss, or, you know, like there's a lot of expectations around how you're meant to celebrate it, and kind of at the end of the day, it's how you want to fucking say, like, fuck tradition. It's like, it's not up to other people to dictate how you choose to celebrate things. Like, the whole, like, a lot of people have, like, scoffed at Dutchmas because what's it got to do with Christmas? It's like, well, nothing, because none of us care about Christmas. It's just an excuse for us to get together and celebrate friendship, and manliness.
Yeah. That's a really good thing about it, about having the, like, the time off and being able to get together with the people that you enjoy the company of, and that helps you feel good. You know, that's a great thing for your mental health. So
we also do Rambeaster.
Rambeaster.
Rambo at Easter.
that's good. I like that.
Yeah, Rambeaster and Dutchmas.
Beaster. Okay.
Same shit. We just watch Rambo and get really drunk. I remember.
Do you die and resurrect a few days later? Oh, I fucking did. Hangover?
I did. Here's a story. So when I went back to Queensland last time, it was around the Christmas time. It was for Christmas, actually. Yeah, it was. It was at Christmas. I was in a really fucking bad place. I'd done some stupid shit. Fuck off, phone.
You just yeeted across the room.
Yeah. Fuck off. Anyway, so I was in Queensland and we did Dutchmas. And I had organized like a hotel room because I was staying with my mate and like a really close friend of mine, we'd been flirting and it was like, oh, we'll get a hotel room and just hang out. Like if something happens, something happens. I wrote myself off. I became a meme for the second fucking time. There's pictures of me. Like there's the one where I'm like passed out in the gutter with the vomit. And that was Photoshopped into different positions and all this sort of shit. Then there's another one where I'm like, passed out on this couch, shirt off, gut hanging out. Like, I'd shaved my head because I had like a full Britney meltdown. I'd shaved my head and I'm just like sprawled out on the couch like this, fucking gut hanging out, cob loaf on my gut. Like, I was fucked. I was a mess. And this chick like showed up and I was already written off. She was so pissed because she was like really keen. Like I was really keen, but I wasn't expecting anything. And she shows up and like I'm just blackout drunk. And I fucking resurrected. I pulled that shit together. Like I got my shit together and slayed it like a champion that night. Fucking proud of myself. I had no right to even be like functioning as a basic human. After how fucking drunk I was.
Wouldn't be the last time you disappointed someone. Nice.
It wasn't. I didn't disappoint. I came through many times.
Nice. Very nice.
Yep.
Oh, nice. I like that. Yeah, well, just on that. That's right. Like, you don't have to do what you're told, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to conform to what the usual is. You know, make your own, you know, Christmas celebration.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember that, a few years ago.
Sitting at home, fuck it.
Yeah, even a few years ago, I blew a family, and Taylor and I did, and fuck off, dickhead. That's a perfectly fine. That's a perfectly fine saying. And we went into like a
blew a family.
blew off. And yeah, we went to just a friend's Christmas instead one year. That was really good. So,
Well, that's the other thing too. Like, as your family starts to grow in that, like, it, especially like if you've all grown up in the same area, like people start to split off. Like, so for me growing up, it was always wake up in the morning at home, do some presents there, go to grandma and granddad's, do more presents there, have breakfast, recover until like 10 in the morning, and then you'd go to Nan and Pop's and do Christmas there and have Christmas lunch with them, and then you'd go home and try not to fucking die from the food coma. And then you'd sometimes go back to grandma and granddad's for like dinner. But then as we got older and like, you know, relationships started to show up, and it was like, okay, cool. It's like, well, let's do like a big breakfast at, you know, this house, and then like go your separate ways. Cause it's like, then I've got to go see my girlfriend's parents for their Christmas day. And it's like, and you know, sisters, partners, and fuck all that shit. And it's like, it just, it starts to become a fucking mess. Like it's.
Well, it does. It's, you spend most of your day driving around.
Yeah.
And who wants to do that?
If you got my playlist, me. Yeah. Fucking drive around all day.
Yeah. So yeah. So say no if you need to.
Exactly.
It's okay to say no. But yeah, just the thing.
The fuck up.
You're very popular.
That this Bring Me the Horizon song, Dear Diary.
Oh yes.
I was gone rabid. Shut the fuck up. Doing my head in. That's my favorite part of that song.
It's a good song too. I heard. I like. Damn it, I listened to it today. Forgotten.
Put Kingslayer
it.
In.
Yeah, I know. Kingslayer's a good one, but I really like. Damn it. I can't remember for the life of me.
Off the Kool-Aid, off the new one.
It's not Kool-Aid. I do like Kool-Aid, but no. It's an older one, I think.
Drown.
Nah.
Throne.
Nah.
Ludens.
Nah.
Parasite Eve?
That is a good song. I really like that song. But it's not, there wasn't that, not the one that I was thinking of. Oh, well, doesn't matter. They've got heaps of good music.
Sempiternal.
No. Oops. It does.
When that song first came out, I was just like, what's this? This is a new Bring Me the Horizon song. And I was just like, oh, yeah. It's a fucking good song.
Yeah, so. I guess I was leading into, yeah, feeling anxious, stress, feeling anxiety around having to, you know, buy presents, bring presents, make everyone happy. That's the thing that I don't like. You know, you're trying to be the person that makes everyone happy, and then sometimes you become like no one's looking out for you. So look out for yourself first, especially in these holiday periods, because if you're not okay – it's going to translate. And it, you are very popular today. Depending on how, like you said before, some, you know, it could be customary. Jeez, I've muffed that.
Yeah, right.
I did.
Yeah, customary.
It could be customary to drink or whatever it is at family celebrations and things like that. Maybe that doesn't work. Maybe you end up lying on a couch with a cob loaf on your gut.
Find those pictures and send them to you.
Yeah, I'd love to see them.
Photoshop one of them into the paint me like you're French women from Titanic. She's like naked on the chair. They like replaced it with me.
I clipped those. If you do find it, I'm going to put it in the video. Just off the corner. Yeah. If you're only listening on Spotify,
I think it was the fall asleep one, actually. There was two pictures. There was one where I'm like fucking full, like chucking a spread. There's another one where I'm like all cuddled up using my hands as a pillow.
Oh, that's great.
I was fucked.
Hmm.
I sound like a major pisshead, but I don't drink. That's why I get so fucking drunk when I do.
Yeah, well, that's what happens to me. Mm. So, yeah. So, if you know that, try and stay away from the drink. That's always good. Drugs and alcohol and all that sort of rada. But no, I don't. I go hard at Christmas. Mm. Yep. And then regret it for the next week.
Yep.
I also put on like 5 kilos.
Yep.
And then
I've started early this year.
What's your favorite? What's your food traditions? Like, what do you enjoy eating? Bit of Christmas pud. I hate that. It gives me so much cred. I hate it so much. Damn it! I can't believe I went there. I can't stand that skit.
Bit of pud, a little bit of custard, a little bit of never have too much custard. I don't know why you hate it. It's amazing.
No, it just doesn't work for me. It makes me cringe.
This is the best.
A crisp pudding.
I don't know. Like, favorite food for Christmas.
Mm.
It'd probably just be all the desserts. Like, we used to do like a massive Christmas Eve. Or what is Christmas Eve? I don't understand. Christmas Eve is the night before, isn't it? Yeah. So we used to do like a massive Christmas Eve barbecue party with like all the family and shit.
Mm.
And it was just like a massive barbecue and then just a shit ton of desserts, like custard tarts, cheesecakes, jelly slices, like fucking everything. And so you just like, you'd smash down your fucking barbecue and then it was just like, here we fucking. And the barbecue was always good too anyway. It was just like, you'd just be fucked.
Mm.
And then dessert had come out, and then it's like the same thing with like, it was always pancakes for breakfast Christmas day. And I fucking love pancakes.
Yeah.
And then lunch would be the same thing at Nan and Pop's. It was always Nana would cook like this massive fucking silver side
for
lunch, and then after the silver side, it was always like jelly, ice cream, custard, fucking everything. Smash myself stupid desserts.
Yeah. Oh, just a little bit more, and then before you know it, you're rolling on the floor,
trying not to vomit.
Tummy ache. Yep. Oh, that's cool. I really like the. We usually do a lot of roast meats. But I like all of them. Yeah, but ham. Of roast potatoes.
Oh, fucking ham.
Ham. Yeah, ham.
Ham off the bone.
Yeah. The ham gets me the most.
I fucking love me some ham.
I roll up, I'm like, veggies.
How fucking good is ham and mashed potato? You get a bit of mashed potato, and you put the nice hot mashed potato in your cold slice of ham, and
that's it, because I'd grab a little bit of veggies and then a fuckload of potatoes.
Potatoes.
And then I'd be like, a little bit of beef or a little bit of turkey, and maybe a little bit of chicken. And then I'd get the ham and I'd get an extra plate. That's how much room I needed for the ham that I was grabbing. And that was it. That'd be my 2 plate. Yeah. Yeah. And gravy.
Oh, yeah, fucking love me some gravy.
I just drink it. I don't even have to have it with anything. Just drink it.
Dad's a big fucking sucker for that white sauce to go with your silver side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that creamy, cheesy sauce.
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah.
Mm.
He's having a silver side. That's what he's got to fucking have.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Nice. Making me hungry.
Yeah, me too.
One thing I do like about Christmas, it can be bad, actually. That social media use on holidays, Christmas time, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. I like it because I put my phone away for the day usually, especially if I'm with friends or with family. I usually just don't even bother. Like, I'll leave my phone in the other room. And I like that. It's nice to not watch on. You know, lots of people put stuff all over social media, and you know, we talked about the, you know, fear of missing out and the fear of finding out and rada rada rada. So I try and leave it alone, but it is good though for, you know, long distance catching up with people, especially if you can't see people in person on in the, during those holidays. It, yeah, it's great. Social media is really good for that. So, just for your mental health, just there's a balance. So, yeah, I hit a sore spot.
No.
What?
You can't.
I wasn't even trying to make you cry.
Just fuck you. It reminded me fucking this last Christmas. You know, I had to go stay at someone else's house because, like, where I live was full of Shaz's family. So I had to go stay by myself over Christmas. And
I
stuck down here in South Australia. It's like, didn't get to see my friends or family for Christmas. So it was like Christmas Day for me was just kind of sitting there twiddling my thumbs going, cool, does anyone want to come online and play computer with me? Like, I'm not trying to guilt you or anything. Like, it's just, like, there's a really good example, I guess. Like, Christmas can be really fucking hard for some people. And, like, this Christmas that we just passed, that was a really fucking hard one for me. Like, it put me in a really dark place, you know, waking up and it's just like, it's kind of like, it's like a bit of bittersweet as well. Cause, like, you know, your family like message you and try to call you to check on you in your, but then it also reminds you that you're not there with them and it's like, you're all alone. It's like, cool, thanks for checking in. It's like, I appreciate it. But at the same time, it's just a really fucking horrible reminder. This fucking
sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have a good present ready for you on Christmas Day this year. Pretty good at planned. Yeah. I'll FaceTime you. Except you won't see my face.
Yeah, I was just like, it's going to be a fucking close-up of your nuts.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Second day of Christmas, Caleb gave to me 2 nuts are hanging.
Oh, shit. I enjoy Christmas music, which I'm going to talk about.
Oh, fuck Christmas music.
A little bit. I don't like it, but there's some good ones out there.
I thought about it today. I was like, I got no fucking Christmas songs that I like listening to.
It's a few, so I'll talk about them. But Christmas movies.
Predator.
A lot of movies, yeah, Predator. I was going to say Die Hard.
Die Hard, yeah.
So, yeah.
Christmas movie for me.
Lethal Weapon. Christmas movie. Yep, so I watch those.
Red One.
Red One. That's coming. That's got to be soon, right? What are we... Is that this Thursday? I reckon it might be this Thursday. Dead set. I'm excited for this one. 7th of November.
Yep. So that'll be the week when you show up, because you show up on the 9th.
Yep. Yeah. No, excited for that. That'll be cool.
So. Maybe I'll see if it's... If it's out the movies, we could go on a movie date together and watch it.
Oh, that's cute. I'll be sure to bring my flip-flops.
Fuck off. You take your shoes off in the fucking cinema and I'm going to break each of your toes.
I'll get a seat just behind you as well. Just
oh, God, no. No.
Oh, gosh. All right. Anyway, moral of the story is... to just beware around holiday times and beware of friends and family and just think about things you can do to stop those stresses and stop your mental health from spiraling out of control. It is a terrible time, or can be a terrible time of the year, as you've mentioned, for many different reasons. You may be away from family and things like that. And, you know, there's lots of different things. To make those holiday periods really, really tricky. So check in with people coming, because we're coming into it now, because we're really only just over 2 months away now. So it's really not that far away. It's amazing how quickly it goes. So that's my main takeaway from it. Good topic. Really is. It's such a horrible, horrible thing for our mental health sometimes, if we let it. So
I think like the day itself generally ends up good. It's always that build up to it.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the lead up to Christmas where everyone starts to stress. It's like, am I going to have the money? Like, am I going to have the time? Like, is everyone going to get along? Like, is everyone going to enjoy the presents? Am I going to have enough first? It's chill the fuck out. No one cares. Just show up, hang out, fuck off.
Yep. Eat the food. Piss off. All right. We're going to have a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment. The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. We've been chatting about holidays and how it can fuck with your mental health. And all of that. It's been good. It's a good topic. Really good topic. Yeah. Music wise, I haven't really been listening to anything new. Been listening to a lot of different stuff though.
I've been listening to I Prevail.
They've popped up for me. Listen to a few songs. I've been listening to more of the Amity Affliction. Yep. I do enjoy a lot of their stuff, to be honest. Soak Me in Bleach. I really enjoy that one. Been enjoying that this week or over the past week. But yes. But I'm are thinking they... Christmas music, hey?
Amity's Australian, aren't they?
Yeah. I think they're from, I think they're the ones that were from Gympie.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, the lead singer, I think he's definitely from Gympie, I'm pretty sure. And I think a long time ago they did some concert, big concert up there after they'd sort of got pretty big.
No, they are from Gympie. Amity Affliction is an Australian post-hardcore band from Gympie, 2003.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, crazy. Not a lot of things come out of Gympie. they would be probably the one and only. Sorry for anyone who's from Gympie. I'm going to get some hate mail.
Man, they can't type. Fucking inbreds.
For anyone who's listening, go, what the fuck is Gympie?
Gympie's a hole.
That's it. That's like when you grow up in Brisbane, Gympie is referred to as the hole, and that's all it's known as. Yeah, you know, actually, for the longest time, I thought it was just like a big hole and a few people like lived on the outskirts.
It's a fucking bomb crater. Yeah.
That's what I had in my head.
It's like Fallout.
Yeah.
Gympie.
Actually, you know what? There is another good thing about Gympie. The McDonald's
cold
on the Bruce Highway. Best Maccas I've ever had.
Yeah, I tend to stop when I used to live there. When I used to live in Queensland, I used to stop at Gympie.
Yeah. Just like... Usually you get Maccas and it looks nothing like the photos and shit, and that's what you expect. Now, like, I've been there a couple of times, and both times I've been there, it comes out picture perfect and just tastes amazing, and it's fresh and hot, and I was just, couldn't believe it. So if you're in Brisbane or you're around the area in Queensland, stop at the Gympie Maccas. Yeah. If it's shit, I'm sorry.
Welcome to Gympie.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep driving.
Yeah, lock your car.
Yeah, very lucky car.
No, seriously, yeah.
Seriously, lock your car. Apparently they're bypassing Gympie now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's finished. They're finished building that. But yeah, the plan is for it to go completely around.
Yeah, the Bruce Highway, like the main highway in Queensland, used to go straight through Gympie, but now they're going to bypass it. So
yeah,
it's going to be an even bigger hole. Like, which is sad though. Like all jokes aside, like it's actually fucking shit for Gympie.
It is. Well, a lot of people would. That's kind of a good middle spot to pull up, fuel up, whatever you need to do, pull over. So
yeah, I used to fuel up when I. Because I used to have the Ninja 636, and that'd be my, like, stop usually. I'm like, on the way down to Brisbane, I knew I could make it to Gympie, and I'd fuel up there. Yep. Or when I'd leave Brisbane, I'd fuel up at Gympie, and I knew I could make it home.
Yeah, yep.
Unless I was screaming. Then I'd have to stop in Maribyrnong, turn off.
No, it's, Maribyrnong. Oh, I've got
Maribyrnong's even worse. Badmouth Maribyrnong. We used to have a lot of gigs there.
Oh, yeah. We got stuck there a few years back now because of the floods. And we actually we couldn't go any further back, like coming back to Brisbane. That was as far as we could get to. And we'd driven from Bundaberg down and taken all day just because of how fucked and the way we had to go. And we thought we had booked like a motel for that night. We'd accidentally booked it for the next night and they had no rooms, nowhere had rooms. So we had to turn around, drive all the way back to Bundaberg to stay there.
And just slept in my car.
Do the full fucking. Yeah, we thought about it, but.
Maribyrnong. Enough said.
So, anyway. Christmas music. I'm not a fan of Christmas music at the best of times. I hate hearing it over the radio and, you know, in shopping centres.
It's beginning to look like Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuck if no, it's not.
There's a few artists that defrost around this time of the year and get ready for Christmas. Anyway.
Gary, you bitch.
I've got nothing against them. Anyway. Very popular. Very fucking popular. So, well done.
The only good thing to come out of Michael Bublé is a Russian unicorn. What?
Nothing.
You know the song I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking about, but fuck you and your unicorn. That Russian unicorn from Bad Lip Reading is amazing.
it's pretty good. It's all right.
Anyway, continue. Tell me your story about your Christmas songs. I'm riveted.
Well, so exciting. I like a couple. I like Hark the Herald. I think it's a good song. And I think a lot of
I would have thought you'd like people. Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I do.
Christmas comes around. Caleb's there in his drum kit. Come and he told me. Pum.
I do like the ones that they do with Family Guy. Have you heard those ones? I brought these gifts for you. They're up in my bum. I'll have to send it to you. There's a whole skit on Peter singing Christmas carols, and it's just ludicrous. Anyway, but no, Hark the Herald, and a lot of people have done, you know, covers of it. Obviously, like Pentatonix have done one.
Oh yeah,
it's an interesting one. Yeah, they do it pretty
Pentatonix
well.
Pentatonix are pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, they are. They're very cool.
I went through a stage where I was obsessed with a cappella.
Yes.
I still like a cappella.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's incredible what they can do with their voices. Just amazing.
Like Van Canto. They're fucking amazing. They're a metal band.
Yep. Yeah. Insane. So that's a good one. I am biased towards these two, but a good friend and musician, artist AMP, Amp, he released a cover of Hark the Herald and Oh Holy Night. And I drum on those tracks. So pretty cool. I saw that fly go past. Excuse me. But yeah, so I really like Oh Holy Night. I like what we did on that track. It's some of my favorite. Some of the good drumming I've done. I did it a while ago. I'm better now than I was then, but I did enjoy what I did for that track. So that was cool. Yeah. It's my story. Go have a listen. No, I wasn't talking to you.
I listened to you Stand Tall.
Oh, yeah.
I've got that on my iTunes list.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah. He's got another one that hasn't been released that I've drummed on, and that's really, really good. I don't know if he's going to release it, though. So, anyway. I digress.
My turn?
Yeah, if you want.
I'm just going to do a shameless self-plug, because I don't think I've fucking really spoken that much about it.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Iron Wizard.
Iron Wizard.
I love them guys. Their lead singer's a legend. Yeah.
That's all right.
Gumby. I was in a band.
Go play Water Tanks.
Years.
Yeah, you were
back in Queensland. It started off as a cover band for Sabaton. I sent singing to my two best mates and was like, I think I sound okay. And Tomo was like, we should start a fucking band. I was like, okay. So we started doing Sabaton covers in his backyard, in his shed. And then one day he was like, I wrote a song. I was like, cool. What is it? He's like, it's pretty heavy. I was like, okay. I guess I'll try to do metal vocals then. And then it just blew up from there. We wrote a whole fucking album. Actually, the original song that he wrote never made it to the album, and that was like a fan favorite because it was just so different to the rest of the stuff we had for the album. It just didn't fit. We should have released it as like a bonus track, maybe. Maybe we'll re-release it.
It's on SoundCloud, isn't it? Because that's where I listened to it, I'm pretty sure. Where you sent me a link to the SoundCloud, I thought.
Maybe. I think I did send you a link to, I think it was Tomo's SoundCloud, and he had a couple of our early stuff up there.
Okay.
But yeah, so we released an album, A Scatternaut, and it's on like YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, and I do all the vocals for it. Probably my two favorite tracks would be Ashburner and Eros Thanatos would be my two favorite tracks off the album. Eros Thanatos is the only track on the album that's got some clean singing for about 30 seconds. Ashburner was just a fucking fun song. I really grooved on that shit and like got really excited when it was time to play that song. It was fucking great fun. Like it was band practice was a great excuse just to get together with the guys and talk a lot of shit and pretend to play music. As you could imagine, I don't know how well you get along with your bandmates, but like our band practices were like, 60% fucking shit talk, and then 15% setup, and the rest was fucking actual playing of instruments.
Yeah, it used to be when we were doing originals, and then since moved to covers, it's been a little bit more go, go, go. We've got this much time to rehearse. Stop dicking around. Let's get this done sort of thing. But definitely, when we were doing originals, yeah, there was just a lot of shit talk.
Yeah, I think it's just different. Like, when you do originals, it's yours. So it's like, it's different. Like you don't have to recreate something someone else has done.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is mine. And if we groove on it, then fuck you.
It's a different feeling. It's a different feeling as a musician to play and enjoy your own music as opposed to playing and enjoying someone else's written music, which is still fun.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But not as fun.
But yeah, no, that's my stuff. Like I said, we played gigs in Maribyrnong, Hervey Bay, Childers, Brisbane. Like, it was fucking great fun, great experience. Absolutely enjoyed it. Would love to be in another fucking band again because my vocals are a fuck ton better than when we recorded that Iron Wizard album. Like, they're magnitudes better now. I miss it. I miss being in a band. But it'd be hard, like, joining a Dunla band, just like, because you don't have that same chemistry, I guess. Like, you know, it was all mates.
Yeah. It is a tricky thing. Like, I mean, I've only been a part of two bands. You know, this one's been the best and the longest. Been with them for almost 4 years. So, but yeah, no, it's good fun. It is. A lot of work. It's a lot of fucking work. A lot of hard work. Tiresome, but no, it's good. Anyways. We have another gig. Did I tell you we got another gig? Into Woomba now again. Except this time it's with our actual band. I'm not just playing as a session musician. 29th of November. No, I'm actually excited. It was a really good venue. It was really cool. Next week we got something different.
Yeah.
Something we've never done before. We're gonna do our album. That's it. You're gonna get 60 minutes of music. We're gonna do our top 10 songs of 2024. Is that what we decided on? We're gonna have a fight over this.
I don't care. Like, if you want to do top 10 songs,
Well, we agree on a lot of things. Most things, I think we'd be able to agree on a top 10 for 2024.
No, I want my own top 10, and you can have your own top 10, because I'm not agreeing with your fucking top 10. I already know I'm not agreeing with your top 10.
We're going to be here for hours. We'll have to do five each. Top five.
Yeah, but my top five is the top five, and then you get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, that's well done. Anyway, so we're going to have that for you next week. That'll be exciting. Yes.
Yeah, pretty keen.
Yes. Be good. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, as always. We still don't know why you do.
But we're grateful.
And see you next week. It's okay to not be okay.
It's not a week to speak.
Bye.
Caleb.